What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's another big game this week, Baltimore-Buffalo. We'll dive into that a little bit tomorrow. We do a thing called the Cover 2. Stay tuned for that because that'll be definitely brought up. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
I'm excited for that game. Like that. Let's rephrase this. If things don't go right on Saturday, I ain't watching on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yep. That's the feeling for everybody in town, right? Like if something should go wrong on Saturday, nobody's paying attention the rest of the way, right?
Talking Royals on Monday.
I told you guys the other day, I said, first topic on Monday, if this thing goes south, pitchers and catchers. And I'm good with that. Because Justin and I were talking yesterday, like, I'd love to be talking some baseball, but that'll wait. We got a month, you know, before pitchers and catchers report. But, man, baseball going to be fun this year.
That's right. It's fun every year, man. You just got to make it fun for the listener.
Yeah, losing 106, I don't know how much fun that
is. Do you see what Jim Harbaugh's offseason is going to look like?
Oh, my God. Brutal. I mean, heart surgery and hip replacement surgery?
And cut.
And music ends. Did we not pay the bill? Do we only get 30 seconds of that?
That's all you got. Sorry.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, I remember, I think one of my friends had hip replacement surgery because they had like an accident. But man, like that heart that's like got an irregular beat?
Well, yeah, that's scary.
That's scary.
Anything with the heart. Like when my daughter was born, she had a hole in her heart, right? And they said, well, it was like the size of a dime, like not big at all. But, you know, you go to Children's Mercy and they do wonderful things there. And it ended up closing on its own. It wasn't a big deal, but there was talk of if it doesn't, we may have to have surgery to close that. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had open heart surgery, like when open heart surgery was just starting to happen. She had like a valve replacement in the 80s. And I remember her going in for that. And this heart stuff is very, very scary. As a football coach, I got to think, like, your heart is probably taxed more than anything with the way, the ups and downs of the game, but also the stress.
I look at it like his personality. Like, he's always, like, you know, hitting Herbert's chest pads or shoulder pads and hitting him in the helmet. And he's talking about remembering birth and all that sort of stuff. Like, it's just, that's tough. But Chiefs, right? Big game Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'll have Ben Maller here in about 20 minutes or about 10 minutes here on the show. He'll join us. He's doing fine in L.A., by the way.
Yep.
I can tell you that from firsthand perspective. Doing well. But look, this game, I think, in the grand scheme of things, we did it 2 days ago. We talked about Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, divisional round records, all that sort of stuff. Travis Kelce was yesterday. There are unsung heroes on this team that I think when the game happens, then they start to get their names brought up. And to me, we talked about the Texans' defensive line, how good it is with those great players they have in their secondary. They've got some players as well. Their offensive line is in for a day because I think where you have the Mahomes-Kelce connection, on the defensive side, you have the Chris Jones-Trent McDuffie connection.
Well, you have a healthy Chris Jones now,
correct,
too, and I think that makes all the difference in the world. And that calf injury, again, not to compare myself to Chris Jones, but a week ago I hurt my calf, and boy, I mean, I can't run at a slow pace. I can't imagine trying to play in an NFL game with a sore calf. Put yourself in like that stance, that 3-point stance, and try to use your legs to power off. If your calf doesn't work, you're not doing anything like that. And I've rested about a week now. I feel good, right? I'm not ready to go test it yet. But Chris Jones said, he goes, I've had 3 weeks now where I've rested this calf and it feels great. And to hear Chris Jones say that at this point of the season and use the word great on how he's feeling, that should be scary for Houston, because having a fresh, healthy, rested Chris Jones in the postseason, I think he's going to shine, guys.
Goosebumps.
I do, man. Yeah. He's going to shine.
Well, and he's, you know, he's part of that original, you know, circle of trust. He wants a three-peat just as bad as Mahomes and Kelce and those guys do. But
well, you're doing it for Reed, you're doing it for Mahomes, you're doing it for Kelce, and you're doing it for Chris Jones. Those are your four main core guys that you want to get this three-peat done for.
And you look at, you know, Chris Jones is like the definition of you don't need sacks to describe your, you know, presence or your definitive position in football. He had a half sack last year, two sacks before that, never had a sack before that in the playoffs.
Right. But, and that was a big talking point for a while. You know, Chris Jones, no sacks in the playoffs.
No doubt. And, you know, where he sticks out is passes deflected. He has 11 pass deflections in the playoffs.
It's huge. Wow. It's huge. No, wow. I mean, think about all the games that he's affected.
11, he won the Super Bowl last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like not just last year, the first Super Bowl, too. Yeah,
like, he literally deflected the pass that Purdy threw out to the flat, and if Purdy gets that pass completed, they kneel it, they kick it, Mahomes never gets the ball again. Chris Jones is an unsung hero, and I get it. He's a main roster or main guy on this roster. Everybody knows who he is. But when we get into the playoffs, and you see all these like people that tweet, and they're like, "Oh, Mahomes is divisional record, and Travis Kelce's a stud, and you know Xavier Worthy, the rookie that can make a big presence in this game." It's like you look at Chris Jones, and you're like, "This guy can wreck the day for C.J. Stroud." And we had Briscoe on Monday, and I was like, "I think the biggest key of this game is getting Omenihue, Karlaftis, and Jones to get C.J. Stroud to roll out to his non-dominant side, and that's where the mistakes will happen. Hell, even if he rolls out to the right and he's got his dominant arm going that way, I still think this team getting him out of that, because I think C.J. Stroud's just a drop-back passer. He's not really great on the run. That's not his strong suit. He's, of course, I don't want to say the name Mahomes, but like even guys like Rodgers, Mahomes, those guys, Brady was a drop-back passer. What was Brady's biggest thing? Get him off his platform and make him be creative, and then you will have a chance to beat him. Chris Jones, Omenihue, and Karlaftis can all cause a scene. Plus, you throw Leo Chenault out there and his crazy ass make things kind of weird. That makes McDuffie better. That makes that combination between Chris Jones and Trent McDuffie a little bit more fearsome. Plus, like, Chris Jones may not get a sack, but he's going to put that big paw up there, and you got to throw over that thing because he's got, again, 11 pass deflections in 8 years in the playoffs. He had two last year, and he had a forced fumble as well.
He's been an impact in just about every playoff and Super Bowl win that the Chiefs have had. He's done something that impacts the game.
He's a force. That's what he is.
He's going to be a force. I'll take your Chris Jones, and I'll raise you a Turk Wharton and a Mike Dana. I think those two guys are going to be the ones that benefit the most because everybody knows Jones. Everybody knows Karlaftis. Everybody knows Charles Omenihue. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of quote-unquote keying on those guys. Right. And that frees up a guy like Turk Wharton, who had a hell of a season, by the way. I mean, let's not forget Turk Wharton was arguably your best defensive lineman for the entire season. I mean, led defensive lineman in sacks, had tackle. Like, Turk Wharton had a really nice year. Mike Dana had five sacks this year. I love Mike Dana. I think he's one of the best players on this team that gets no credit. So I think we're going to see big games from Turk Wharton and Mike Dana because everybody else is going to be focused on that fearsome threesome that you mentioned there that are like, oh my God, like those are like real names. I mean, think about it. Did you not get goosebumps when your defensive line is Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, and Charles Omenihue? Like, that's a who's who of defensive linemen. So you're going to get those guys kind of, you know, matched up, and then here comes Turk Wharton because he's going to be one-on-one, and he's going to beat that. And you're going to have Mike Dana. He's going to be one-on-one. He's going to beat that. So I think what we're going to see, Turk Wharton and Mike Dana have big games in the stack category this weekend.
I also think that when you look at the coming back of Watson – like, I thought that was interesting that
Watson, yes!
And I think it was Briscoe as well that said this on our show Monday, that now, with him being back, certain plays, you can draw up the McDuffie blitz. And McDuffie's another one of those guys. Like, you remember last year in the playoffs, like, Tyreek Hill couldn't do anything. And McDuffie just stuck him on one play where they threw it quickly out to Tyreek Hill, where if he makes one guy miss, he's gone. And McDuffie just nailed him right at the line of scrimmage. Obviously, they had Legarius Sneed.
Sneed, the throat punch on Tyreek Hill, maybe my favorite NFL play of all time.
Yeah, can't get past it.
So badass.
But, like, that's the thing about this. I think that when we look at this game, and we for obvious reasons, we love the fact that Patrick Mahomes is deadly in the divisional round. Travis Kelce's got history that he's chasing as well. Mahomes as well. This defensive front and that secondary will be the reason why they're in the big city in New Orleans at the end of the year because of what this defense can do. Every layer is an addition to themselves. Like, Chris Jones helps the linebackers help the safeties, and the safeties help the corners, and the corners help the line, everything like that. So I think Chris Jones, look for him to have a huge game on Saturday because their offensive line ain't great and Chris Jones is.
Yeah, Chris Jones is going to have himself a day. Speaking of offensive line, who's going to play left tackle is the question of the week, I think, right now. I can tell you this, they're comfortable with either one that they decide to play at that tackle position right now. And
cool, so we're still in the same spot that we were yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, they're rotating both guys. They're seeing what both guys can do, but I will just say, whatever route they decide to go, please don't make it a factor in this game.
Okay.
Please don't make it a factor in this game, because I really don't want to be here on Monday morning talking about the left tackle. I really don't. Like, it's just such a stupid conversation to have, because it seems like you got something that's working right now, and there's a good opportunity that it may be something different on Saturday afternoon than what we've seen. And again, you got to give the benefit of the doubt to Andy Reid and the coaching staff and, you know, everything that they've done over there, because they've earned the benefit of the doubt. But if it goes south, man, it's going to be a long afternoon for Patrick Mahomes. I just don't want that.